Okay, so Tom tells me we may have Richard Dreyfuss on. You, David, will be the only one to be able to tell us because you know him. I haven't talked to Richard yet. So let's go to Richard Dreyfuss here. Richard, how are you?
Yep, that's Richard.
It sounds like him.
My back.
All right, that's the cue for you, David. It is
right.
Him.
That's Richard. That's Richard. And yes, Richard, I am wearing Scooby gear.
And I told him I wouldn't ask about Michael Moriarty. But we'll talk about Cop Show.
Richard, by the way, has written a great quote on the back of the book, The Extinction Event, talking about how David is full of surprises. And we've got one here, too.
I don't think he was talking about my writing, actually.
Richard, we've got to get you, whenever you're in L.A., we've got to get you in the studio here for a program. We have talked about you for years.
Really?
With this audience. They, from the moment you have done American Graffiti, Jaws, and, of course, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, I mean, people just love you. And so you're invited in here.
Some people love me. There was a headline in The Independent in London that said, "Why don't we like Richard Dreyfuss anymore?" And the guy went on to say, "All I want to do is slap his face."
It does. So how did you and David hook up and become friends? I was
begging for quarters on Broadway, and Richard gave me a dollar. It was just remarkable.
He was singing rap songs. And they were all about circumcision. So
not well either.
No, God, no.
Richard, let me ask you while we've got you for a few moments here. What is the favorite part you've played in your career?
I used to answer that question by saying I loved all but two or three, and I'd never tell you which ones they were. But now that I'm 62, which is against the laws of physics.
And a birthday coming up in October, right?
Yeah. I have to say it's Mr. Holland.
That's
Robin will never forgive you, Richard.
Who?
Robin.
Well, then I changed my mind and it's Cop Shop.
Okay.
But you did a great job in Close Encounters.
Thank you.
That was an exciting movie. It was fun. And, of course, we talk a lot about the possibility of extraterrestrial life. Did that movie change your thoughts, your views about what's out there in space?
No, I pretty much had the same thoughts before as I do now.
You're a believer?
I'm from Missouri. You know, you got to prove it. And you got to prove the logic of it, like, why are we always assuming that they're ahead of us as opposed to behind us? And all the space voyagers from other planets are always from planets that are one world.
Mm-hmm.
You never see people like having a civil war coming down. And they're all naked and bald.
All of them?
Yeah. And I want to know why.
Well, it's because of you two that none of us swim anymore because of Jaws.
I don't.
Oh, nobody does.
That's right.
Nobody does.
I will go scuba diving. I will not walk into the ocean off the beach.
But you've brought us just some incredible moments. And David, I want to thank you for bringing Richard on here for this moment.
But David and I actually are responsible for what I, in a clearly unbiased way, can say is one of the greatest shows on PBS history.
I'm blushing and stammering, Richard.
What?
I'm blushing and stammering.
And if you could see that with his scuba gear, you're lucky. And I'm really proud of it. And it broke all the rules, and we were thrown off the air.
This was the show I mentioned that we did for about 700,000 episode that was like live TV.
Right. And you were very smart how you put it together, too. Yeah. How long did it last?
It was only shown once, and if they had been able to throw a carpet over it, they would have.
We got wonderful reviews, but we had some dirty language and the
Political problems with Dick.
Yes,
what's his name? Cheney, who said that if they didn't censor us, they'd lift PBS's license.
He used that kind of muscle.
Oh yeah,
that's an incredible story.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But we got everyone on the cast, the entire cast, and a good number of the crew members, who threatened to take their name off the show if they looped us. We finally agreed that to save PBS from having crippling fines, that if they had to, they could beep us, but the beep had to be loud. So,
and I said to the press, who are used to sound bites, I said, sit down, this is not a sound bite. And I spoke for 12 minutes. And David and the people who ran PBS all had coronaries.
It was longer than
but
it was 40
I started
minutes.
Off, it was longer I started than off by saying, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, there is no show without the blowjob.
Well, I got it.
I think I just got beeped.
Just beeped a little bit.
Yeah. Well, it woke up. We were in front of a. It was during the press tour for the new shows, and we were the first show up. It was like 8 in the morning, and it woke up 300 reporters so quickly.
We were covered in 102 newspapers.
Why couldn't you get picked up by one of the major networks, especially with a budget that you were able to control like that?
Because it was about the lives of cops other than shoot 'em ups.
Yeah.
And it was of necessity very edgy, and edgy in a manner that people are not used to. And for instance, one show was going to star Alec Baldwin as the second most powerful cop in New York, who is a hero because he's openly gay. And you see him in private wanting to kill himself because he knows that if he had never come out of the closet, he could be president of the United States.
To me, that's good television.
It was wonderful. We were called the new golden age of TV. We got great, couldn't be better at reviews, and the numbers were good, but it became a political hot potato.